Lecture 10, Alexander Pushkin, Russia's National Poet.
In this lecture, I look at a single individual, a poet and a writer, whose life and whose work in many ways became, especially after his death in 1837, as important to the definition of what it meant to be Russian, indeed what Russia was as a nation, as any monarch. Indeed, one might say, probably more so. Indeed, even many Russians today would still say that the life and work of Alexander Sergeyevich Pushkin, who lived from 1799 to 1837, partly defines what Russia is and what being Russia is all about. Now, I'll come back to this question of Pushkin as a symbol of the nation, but first I want to talk something about the man himself and his work and, of course, his tragic death. I should make clear that this isn't a literary analysis of Pushkin's writing, his poetry, or his short stories. Rather, I'm looking at Pushkin with a historian's eye, at Pushkin as a cultural figure, at a person who reflected in many ways and fit in to his cultural world, as well as helped shape that cultural world. And in particular, what his life and how people talked about him tell us about Russia in the early 19th century, and especially at emerging notions of Russianness, ones that weren't exactly the same as Nicholas I's notion of narodnost, of nationality. In many ways, and this is really characteristic of the whole story, Pushkin was at the same time a privileged insider and a rather difficult outsider to Russian life. He was born in 1799 in the city of Moscow into a very aristocratic family that on his father's side could trace its lineage all the way back to the old Muscovite nobility. And this was a great matter of pride for him. As he liked to say, "The names of my ancestors are met with in every minute of our history." He was clearly proud of this. His maternal lineage was actually even more interesting and complicating the story of who he was as a Russian. His great-grandfather was named Ibrahim Hannibal. He was an African. And according to the family legend, Hannibal was the son of an Abyssinian prince held hostage in the court of the Turkish Sultan, who was then taken back to St. Petersburg and given by a Russian envoy as a gift to Peter the Great. This was in 1705. The Tsar, who always loved curiosities, decided to make this African boy his godson and sent him to France for military training. Europe and military, two things Peter considered very important. And eventually, Hannibal ended up being a great general in the Russian army with large estates, all given to him by the crown for his services. And this heritage, too, is part of Pushkin's peculiar and complicated self-image. Partly, this was negative. Pushkin was sometimes taunted for his African heritage, and in fact, for his visible African features, curly dark hair, full lips, African-looking nose. And echoing these attitudes, he himself sometimes hated this heritage. At one point in a poem, he described himself as a hideous descendant of Negroes. But this exotic ancestry was also a source of a particular sort of pride. The pride of being unique, of being an exotic outsider, of being something special. For example, in his novel in verse, Eugene Onegin, Yevgeny Onegin in Russian, he writes of fleeing Russia for my Africa. And note this theme of fleeing Russia, it would come up again in his life as well. In fact, he even began, though he never finished it, a story about his great ancestor, Hannibal, that would be called, the story was to be called, The Blackamoor of Peter the Great. Now, this complex heritage helped in many ways shape his complex self-identity as simultaneously an ancient Russian aristocrat, a really true Russian with roots in the old pre-Petrine Muscovy days, as a non-European outsider, a sort of double outsider, but also as a creation of the Europeanizing Peter the Great. And this duality, it's actually more than a duality, of being both insider and outsider, as well as a creation of Peter the Great trying to transform the country, was all visible in his life. Most obviously, he was a privileged insider in so many ways.